In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today I want to speak with you about a prayer, common prayer by the Coptic Church people, crying out to God saying, "Give us your peace." Because we are speaking to God as the King of Peace. So we are asking Him for His peace. Please give us your peace. You know, to have peace in your heart, it's like a sign of our Christian faith. Being Christian, Christ-like, you have this peace of Christ Himself. That's like our fortune, our inheritance given by Christ to His people. So first of all, when you have this peace, you can deliver the message of peace to everyone. People will look up to you, seeing that you are different. Because in this time of horror, of panic attacks, of anxiety everywhere, when you have this peace in your heart, this tells everyone that your belief is real, is strong, and you know the real truth, and you are not even afraid of dying, because you overcome this death by the promise of God, by sticking to the source of life. I remember one of my teachers in Sunday school when I was young. He was a soldier in the war of Egypt at 1973, and he became a monk later on, and he went to heaven a few years ago. At the time of the war, this soldier was full of peace, and all the officers and soldiers around him, and most of them were not Christian, they looked up to him, telling him, "How could you keep your peace? Now we are in time of death." But he kept the peace, he kept his smile, and everyone told him that you are strong. Although he was very little in his body, and he was kind of a very calm person, but still, he could influence everyone by his peace. So keeping the peace of God, it's like a major message nowadays to tell everyone, we Christians believe in the Pantocrator, we believe in God the Almighty, we believe in eternal life, we believe that there is a control and there is a message, and you know, we can overcome it by our faith. Also, you know, it's kind of preaching the King of Peace. We are telling everyone we are living in different kingdom, in different world. We are like living in the kingdom of heaven now. The kingdom of God is inside our hearts. So we are telling everyone, if you come and follow Christ, you will enjoy this kingdom of peace. You will feel different. Again, it's important to keep the peace, because when you are peaceful in your heart, and when you have the joy of the Spirit, this stops many bad things. You will not be angry, you will not judge people, you will not lose hope, because peace is like a mother of many virtues in Christian life. Also, when you have the peace in your heart, this allows you to pray quietly, to enjoy praying, to listen to the Word of God, to spend time with God, to do things properly, to take sound decisions. But if you lose your peace, you cannot even think in your life, and you will take wrong decisions, and everyone around you will like be infected by your loss of peace. Let me tell you that to keep the peace of God inside our heart, it's not only like a prayer we pray asking God to give us His peace, but it's also related to three major Christian virtues. The first one is faith, Christian faith. The second is love, God's love, Christian love. And the third one is the thanksgiving, the attitude of praising God all the time. First of all, faith is definitely related to peace. Because, you know, when you trust God, you can go in your life in the peace of God. You are not alone. You feel like the presence of God in everything, in all conditions, and you are not afraid. You know, just trusting in God as your Father, the one who really loves you so much, and you are well known by your name, and all conditions around you are controlled by the hands of your Father. When you think this way, when you trust in God as the kind Father, you will regain your peace. Also, when you trust in His promises, please go nowadays and enjoy the promises of God given in the Bible. There are hundreds of promises, and we need to study them. We need to know them by heart. We need to pray with them. We need to tell everyone about God's promises, because when you focus on His promises, you feel empowered. You feel His peace. God is always honest in whatever He's saying, and He will do what He had promised before. Also, trusting God, it's also related to trusting His wisdom. God knows what's happening. God knows exactly the aim, the goal of everything happening nowadays. There is a message from heaven. God wants everyone to know Him, to go back to Him. All the world people are invited nowadays to know their Creator, their Savior, their real God, our God, the Father of our God, the Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son, and to be filled with the Holy Spirit. So we will pray together in one big family, crying out for the kingdom of God. Also, when you have the faith, you also trust the purpose of God. The end purpose of God is to enjoy the eternity with God and with all the saved people together forever. So when you understand the will of God, now you are happy. You feel the peace of God because He is not against you. He is always just for you. He is making everything because of you. For you, not against you. Again, when you trust God, you trust the power of prayer. When you speak to God, God listens. And God is happy listening to His children. And God is doing the best for His children. So you trust in praying, and by praying, you regain the peace in your heart. Also, according to the teaching of our church, according to the words of the Bible, we are also surrounded and guarded by angels of God, by powers of heaven, by the prayers of the saints. So we are not alone. We have a big part of our family not on earth, but in heaven. And these saints and angels are really powerful because of their prayers. And God listened to them. So with the intercessions, prayers, we are now in peace. We enjoy the kingdom of peace, because we are having this big family of angels and saints. Also, we remind ourselves with the idea of God works in weaknesses. So although me and you are weak in spirit, we are not strong, we are not doing everything right, but still God helps the weak. God works through the weak person. And also, you know, we are strong because He is there helping us and working with us. We also trust in forgiveness. Although we had done many bad things, we are like sinful people. But still, we believe that God loves to forgive His children. Whenever it comes to prayer asking for His mercy, He's happily forgiving everyone. So we believe that God is kind, is merciful, and He wants to forgive everything because He paid the debt of our sin. Also, we believe in the transformation. We believe with the grace of God, people may be transformed into His likeness. I'm not a good man, but with the power of God, I might be transformed in His image. So we are praying for this, and all conditions around is helping me to be transformed in His likeness. So when we revise our faith, when we stay strong in trusting God, now we will regain our peace. Also, the second point is having Christian love. When we love people the way Christ loved everyone, we can enjoy the peace of God. Because, you know, when we love God, we are sure that He is loving us back because He started to love us before anyone responded to His love. But moreover, when you love people, you stay away from any angry feeling, any judgmental attitudes, any harsh relationships. So when you love people, you don't have enemies. So it works with the peace of God. But when you fail to love many people, you have a problem in your heart. You can never enjoy the peace of God while you hate someone. Again, when you love people, you are always full of hope. You hope for their salvation. You hope for their goodness. So with this hope coming out at the fruit of your love, you are living a peaceful life. Again, when you love people, you can trust them. I see nowadays many people, they live in distrust environment. They cannot trust anyone. So they are not happy. They can never enjoy the peace of God because of the problem of trust. When you love people, you can trust them. You can look up to them. You can see the good side in their life. So the life with trust is a major gate of peace. But when you fail to trust people around you, you can never enjoy the peace of God. According to the teaching of the Bible, when you love people, you become patient. And with this patience and tolerance and endurance, you can live in peace. But when you fail to tolerate people, you are not in peace. Also, when you love people, you can give excuses. You accept people as they are. You are overcoming trivial things they do, so you can live in peace. So it's not only to trust God and the Word of God and the eternity of God. That's one big issue in having the peace of God. But there is another side to have peaceful relations with everyone according to the Word of God, guided by Christian love, you know, the real love given by God inside our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Also, when you love people, you defend people, you do not judge them. And you win with the love those who hate you, because you have to be strong with the good side of God. The goodness may conquer the darkness in people. The third virtue is to pray thankfully, to have this thanksgiving virtue or habit in your heart. Because for those who pray God continuously, they can never lose their peace. But when we stop thanking God, when we stop praising God, we will look around, we will evaluate things, we will listen to the shouts of people, we will think the way of thinking. So we are busy with these things happening around us. When we spend time in praising God and thanking God for everything in all conditions, you know, we are living a different life. You know, the virtue of thanksgiving is kind of protecting your mind. You protect your mind and your heart when you spend time in praising God. You focus on praises. You pray the praises of the midnight or the morning or whatever songs you love. So by doing this, you stay in peace. Also, let me tell you, all the forefathers of the church taught us that with this thanksgiving, you enjoy more blessings. The gifts of God will shower you more and more. So you are increasing in the blessings of God. You are growing in spirit just because you are in this attitude of thanksgiving all the time. Also, you know, it goes so much humility with thanksgiving. When you are humble in your heart, you can praise God easily. And by praising God, you are humble in your heart. And this humility with praising God is the source of peace. That's why we look up to Saint Mary as the Queen of Peace, because she was very humble in her heart, and she kept praising God all her life. That's why when we look to the icon of our mother, Saint Mary, we feel the peace of God, because she is like a queen of peace, because she lived this life of thanksgiving and all the time very humble, and she felt the gifts of God, although she suffered a lot. So when you have this attitude of praising God, you will think positively. You will not think negatively as many people thinking. You are now different and you are enjoying the taste of the kingdom of heaven. Also, let me tell you, when you thank God continuously, you are full of hopes. And having this hope is like a pillar, one of the three major pillars of being good Christian: love, hope, and faith. So you have this hope, and this hope expressed by praising God, by thanksgiving God. So, you know, it's not just we are crying out for help, but we are even thanking God from now for the help He had given us before and for the coverage we are inside with His grace. So we are not scared of anything, because we are full of faith, full of love, and full of hope, expressing this in praising God. So let me give you a few exercises. Why don't you pray more? And while praying, please revise the basics of your belief. While praying, you trust in the character of God, in His power, in His wisdom, in His love. So you are like reviving the basics of your faith while praying. You are also reviving the promises given by God. So please, while praying, focus on the words of faith, because you are telling God, "You are my shepherd, you are my father, you are my savior, I trust in you, I need you, you are the controller." So just focus on the words of faith while praying. Another good exercise, why don't you go and revise all the relationships in your life and show more love and mercy to everyone. Care for them, pray for them, help them the way you can. With these actions of love, you will enjoy the peace of God more. Another important exercise is to pray thankfully, or to pray to God more than you used to do. Because with these prayers, you will feel the peace of heaven. The last point I will tell you, please stay in praying till you feel the peace of God. Don't go out of praying just with the same anxiety level and trouble some with the news outside. Please put everything in praying and go outside the prayer feeling like a child, enjoying this life again and again. May God bless you all with His peace. Glory to God. Amen.